You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We're going to talk about something here in this segment that I think a big portion of our listening audience will be able to relate to. What we're about to talk about is something that you might be dealing with right now.
Yeah.
Because Jer-Bear and I are both, I would say we're trying to, but we are doing it. We're not just, you know, like...
We're in it to win it, man.
Yeah, like Yoda would say, there is no try.
Right? We're not dipping our toe in. Like, the whole foot is in right now.
Yeah, much to Gretchen's displeasure, because she's the one who put the pounds on me in the first place with all of her cooking. I blame her. But we're both eating much healthier.
Yeah.
And we're on a path. For me, it's a thing that I said I'm going to do 100 days of correcting just my eating habits and styles.
All right.
So I'm going to give myself 100 days to change the way that I consume food.
That's really good.
So it's 100 days and I'm 6 in. This is day 7 and I'm feeling good about it.
I didn't give myself a date like that.
Normally I don't, but this time I did.
It's kind of a goal, a little something to shoot for.
In a way, I mean, once you do something like that, I mean, that's what, like early April, 8th, 9th, 10th
fine.
Of April. It's like, then yeah. I think I will have trained myself a little bit differently. But here's what we're bringing up. The whole idea of a cheat day, because it was on Thursday where somebody, I don't remember if it was Chris with a K or Shannon or somebody, said something like, oh, well, you can just have a cheat day.
It actually was brought up because not only am I eating healthier and eliminating the carbs and sugar and all the crap, in addition to that, I'm also doing dry January. So I'm going the entire month of January without drinking as well, because you're coming off the holidays, you're coming off New Year's, and I just feel like it's too much. You know, it's the month of celebration, and I had too much, so I'm doing dry January. But now, this upcoming weekend, I'm going to somebody's 40th birthday party, where they're going to have an entire spread of delicious food, and they're going to be firing up, they have a margarita machine. Now, the thing with this margarita machine is we've known these people for a couple years, and they have never busted out the margarita machine until now. And we've been harping on them and bugging them and bugging them. It's like, you got to fire this thing up. It's the coolest thing ever. And they're going to do it. So I'm like, well, crap. I'm dying to try these margaritas, but here I am in dry January. Do I give myself one cocktail this weekend just to kind of get it out of my system, have a little taste, and then continue with dry January?
Well, now, I'm with you on the dry, but mine will be the whole 100 days. No alcohol for 100 days.
Oh, my God.
Truth.
They say cheat days are good for you. Like,
I've read
so many articles that say, do your cheat day, it gets it out of your system, and then it just re-energizes you to just keep on your health path.
But see, I've always subscribed to that, and I've bought into it big time, that cheat, not so much cheat days, but just cheat meals. So not like the whole day,
right.
But I'll have, say, okay, look, I can have the pasta tonight, or I can have this, or if I went, I told you I was at that funeral thing, and there was a spread of
cookies,
baked,
and brownies,
baked goods
galore
that you can't even believe.
It was like, oh.
And they looked like they were all out of this world. Yeah. And I could have had a cheat moment. I have changed my way of thinking about cheat days, and I am not on board any longer.
You're not going to do it, huh?
No, because here's what I found in years gone by, is that my cheat days turned into, well, if I can have this cheat day, I can have another cheat day. And
well,
if I can do that...
That's a self-control issue.
Right. 3 days later, it's like, well, it's not going to hurt to
I'm
have
due
this
for
one.
Another cheat.
Right.
Yeah.
And I used that whole psychology of, well, if you refrain completely, if you hold yourself back completely, then you'll just collapse and you'll have this huge binge, you know, where you'll eat like 2 days straight of everything.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I have to change the subject for just a second. Go back to your margarita machine.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Could you do virgin margaritas?
No, because I would imagine the mix and everything's going to have a lot of sugar in it.
Well, yeah, but it'll have a ton of sugar, but it won't have any alcohol.
I know.
If you're doing a dry January, your cheat day, instead of cheating on both counts, instead of the sugar and alcohol, you could just have the sugar.
Just have the sugar. But that's like people the whole point to have the margarita and celebrate somebody's 40th birthday is to have a little drink and.
But you don't have to drink.
You don't have
alcohol
to, drink, like,
to enjoy their 40th birthday party. What are you going to say?
Sometimes
it's your
you.
Birthday, so I'm going to get drunk.
I mean, not necessarily drunk, but times are better when everybody's got a little
lubricated
buzz,
a
little buzz on. Come on, that's just the fact of life, Tom. That's just a cold, hard fact, buddy.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know yet. I've got a week to decide.
When's the party?
Saturday.
Huh.
I'm probably going to fight it and not do it because it's when you boil down to it, it's like it's just a margarita. It's going to taste like every other margarita I've ever had, so I'll probably fight it. I really will. And I probably won't even taste good. It's that thing. I actually just, Nicole and I were laying in bed last night. We were watching a YouTube video of this couple that gave up sugar for like 30 days. It was sugar and a bunch of other crap.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets to a point where once it's all out of your system and you're allowed to have it again, that when you have it, it's just not even good to you. You taste it and it's like, oh, I was eating this?
Yeah.
So I have a feeling like that's what all this food diet is going to be like and the alcohol diet. Like I'm going to go back and have a Jack and Coke and be like, ugh, I was putting this in me? It's disgusting. It's crazy how your body, once you don't have that stuff in you, reacts negatively to once you do put it back in your mouth. It's just gross to you.
I'm with you on that, and I've been there before. I start thinking about all of the documentaries that you see about how sugar is yes. like poison and we're like killing ourselves. And what really woke me up is finding out how much sugar is in a can of Coca-Cola. One can. And it is the equivalent. You think about a teaspoon. If you take a teaspoon of sugar.
Yeah.
Right? I know it helps the medicine go down. Right. No, but if you take a teaspoon of sugar and you looked at it, you're like, that's a lot of sugar.
Yeah.
There's either 8 or 9 teaspoons of sugar in a can of Coke.
Yes.
And I think about that and I'm like, God, I used to drink that stuff.
They always put those up at like those, I don't know, their health events or things like that. There's a lot of pictures going around where they'll have like a picture of a large soda at a fast food place, and then a can of Red Bull, and then a bottle of Mountain Dew, and then they have baggies underneath that are filled with sugar, equivalent to what's in that large soda, and mm-hmm. it's so eye-opening, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, and things like yogurt. If you go to the store and eat a yogurt, you know what sugar's in a yogurt?
Yeah, and just calories in general.
So eye-opening once you start this stuff.
You know, more and more restaurants are now getting on board, and they're putting the calorie count on all their menus. And at
it helps. It makes you feel like, oh, my God.
At breakfast during the Christmas break, Gretchen and I were somewhere, and I looked at something on this one menu, and it was an omelet with hash browns, blah, 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 blah.
Mm.
And it was 2,150 calories.
Ugh. Like, well, it's my cheat day.
All right. So what if we asked our listeners, are you on board with a cheat day? Do you think they're fine? Or are you along the lines of where I have moved to, where it's like, I don't want to do cheat days anymore.
I'm just going full bore.
Yeah,
I'm not going
to
do it.
I'm trying to alter lifestyle, and I don't know that I can alter lifestyle. Now, I'm not saying I won't ever do this again, but in this 100 days, no cheating for me.
Is it just food-related that we do cheat days?
Booze also.
I mean, let's
also.
Not get into, like, marriage and stuff, but, like, it's my cheat day. But there has to be other like avenues of cheat
like,
days.
Where you cheat besides food and alcohol?
Food and booze. I can't think of any off the top of my head, but maybe somebody can think of one too.
Christy's been holding. Good morning, Christy. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
What do you think about this?
I think if you're doing something and you commit to it, if it's long term, a cheat day once in a while is okay. You're doing something short-term, 90 days, 120 days. Absolutely not.
Everybody's going to have their little moment of weakness, I think, you know, and you have your cravings, and you just got to fill it a little bit.
I agree with you because I'm doing this 100-day thing to start the year, and I already feel really good about myself a week in. A cheat day on day 101, fine. right?
But what if you're at day 80 and you're like, if I don't have a bite of a brownie, somebody's going to get hurt.
Maybe, Christy, you're like me. It's a personality thing where I hate to fail at anything. I hate
Absolutely.
Failing. And mm-hmm. if I got into 80 days and I'm like, I got 3 weeks to go and I'm going to like cave in.
Well, nobody has to know, Dom. I mean, you don't have to do it in front of somebody.
I would know. That's the thing is, I would know.
Just sneak off into a corner.
Chris says the guy who used to always go through the drive-thru at Mickey D's quarter pounder
that's
with
years
cheese
ago.
And not tell his
nobody
wife.
Nobody had to know.
What's your favorite cheat item, Christy?
My favorite cheat item is a greasy burger and fries.
Yes, it sounds so good. Don't even talk about it, you guys. It sounds so good.
The fries.
Oh, the fries, Dom. Oh, I can taste them. Mm.
Christy, I hope you have a great Monday.
Thanks.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for being
Mallory
on.
Mallory wrote in on Facebook. She said cheat meals are okay, but you just can't have a full day of cheating.
Okay, now that's kind of what I was
so
talking
about.
So
that's legit,
I guess. If you have the full day of cheating, then you are a
pig. You're way off, yeah. Then you're ruining your entire day.
Mm-hmm. But a cheat meal can be as bad almost because look, we were just talking about that one menu item that's almost 2,200 calories.
I would say you can't do the meal. It'll throw you off.
Not for me, anyway.
You have to do like a cheat bite or two is the only way you can satisfy your craving and then move on.
I just know who I am. And if you gave me like a bite of that brownie,
you'd be like, I got in.
Yeah,
I'm in.
I'd be like, well, I had one bite. Well, the second bite's not going to matter.
See, and I thought about that on Saturday, too.
With your margarita?
If Nicole has the margarita, if I just have a couple sips, am I, you know, ruining this whole thing.
Those are gateway sips, my friend.
Two sips.
Next thing you know, you'll be plastered. You know, here's the thing, too.
I'm out on the lawn.
For both of us giving up alcohol, you for 30 days, me for 100, can you imagine the first few drinks we have afterwards?
I'm going to be the cheapest date ever.
No kidding. Here's Mark. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How's it going there?
So good. How do you feel about cheat days?
So I'm going to be a bit of a heretic. I'm going to be a contrarian on this one. So I believe in sprints and not long-term marathons. So what I started doing was I got rid of cheat days, but I started doing 2 days a week of a pure fast. So what that did is it allowed me to basically make it through 24 hours, and I'm done. Then I can have virtually everything I want within reason on the other day.
Right.
But fasting's what it does is gets me that balance.
Yeah,
the idea of going 100 days without something, that's tough.
It's tough, but, you know, it's what I'm trying to do is just alter my lifestyle with everything so that when the 100 days is up, it's not so bad to go back to a little bit of something.
And by then, it won't be a challenge. It'll just be your lifestyle.
It'll be lifestyle. And mainly for me, Mark, the last half of this 100-day thing is going to be all about teaching myself about portion control. Because right now, you know, Jeremy and I are both the kind of guys who are like, that's so good. I'm going back for thirds.
Oh, my God, yes.
And
right.
That kind of stuff. When you do you do a 48-hour fast?
No, I do it on two separate days. So Monday noon to Tuesday noon, I fast.
Yeah,
and then Thursday noon to Friday noon fast. That way, I get to have all the good meals on Friday and Saturday night with the family. We get
right,
and then you kind of cleanse it out. Tim Ferriss is big on the fast.
Yeah, I did.
If you listen to his podcast.
I did a lot of intermittent fasting in the past, which is like 14 to 16 hours, and I gotta say, I liked it. That might be something, when my 100 days is up, I'm going to just go back to that.
Well, you know, Dom, I'll tell you. So I did the 18-6 fast for 6 months. Didn't do a thing for me. Until I started doing the 24-hour fast, that's where I started seeing really big changes. And some of the reading I did said that men's metabolisms are a little bit different than women. So when I went from 18 to 24, huge change. So I check it out.
That's a long time.
It was a big difference maker for me.
I might check it out.
That's actually not bad.
Well, the whole thing about fasting is fascinating. I mean, if you read everything about it, of course there's going to be people on both sides of the aisle who scream. Some people say it's great for you. Some say it's terrible. But the reading is really interesting on what it does to your body. So
yeah, absolutely. It's great for inflammation. It's great for sleep. It's great for a bunch of things. But anyway, for me, cheat days it's a slippery slope because if I cheat on this, then, I'll cheat on that.
Right.
So it just becomes a slippery slide down that horrible hill of I'm going to eat everything.
Yeah. Mark, I'm glad you called. Have a great day.
Thanks, man.
Oh, wait a minute. Your fast starts in about 3.5 hours.
Yes, it does. As a matter of fact, so I'm loading up. And here's the killer. My wife talked me into going vegan for 100 days.
Oh, I'm sorry
to
hear that.
So I'm doing vegan for 100 days and fasting.
So what are you stocking up on like right now? Do you just eat like crazy?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because when you take all the animal products out of your diet, the amount of food, just the pure volume, you can get a heck of a lot more food because you don't have the fat calories. So I stuff my face with funny stuff. So I've got carrots and I've got cucumbers and I've got all the greens and everything else. And
Mark,
yeah, so it's,
live your life, buddy.
Mark, you got to get divorced, dude.
These carrots are delicious.
You're going to have to leave her.
I know. I'll call you guys on day 99.
Yeah, yeah, thanks, Mark.
Did you do your 100 days starting January 1?
December 30th.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Yeah, you and I are basically on the same schedule. Let's check in early April.
Minus all the carrots. You're going to turn orange, Mark.
Yeah. I'm not going to get on board with your carrot
These carrots
diet.
Are so good, I'm not going to eat for another 24 hours.
Well, here's what you guys can do. Keep an eye out on America's Most Wanted. If my face pops up,
the carrot killer.